after the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 2nd, 2017, 9:01 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Road vacations? Vacations and relocation of a portion of a cul-de-sac. I thought Frank was here. Was Frank supposed to be here?
Uh-huh.
I don't see him.
Nikki said he was on his way.
Huh?
Nikki said he was on his way.
What's that, Bill?
You want me to go look?
There he is.
There he is.
Come on up.
My apologies.
5 seconds, Frank. 5 seconds.
You can come on up, Bill. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're the next one. All right. This is a vacation in a portion of a cul-de-sac, Gantz Boulevard Road vacation.
First one.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got. We have a petition for vacation of a portion of public roads in Taney Como Terrace Incorporated. The owner, ground lying on both sides or fronting on the portion of the street, public roads described below. The River Ranch Road. You want to go ahead?
May it please the commission, I'm here. My name is William McCullough, attorney representing Taney Como Terrace Incorporated. And to paraphrase the petition, it's a petition to make the cul-de-sac as platted match the cul-de-sac as it was built and has been maintained since approximately 2005. With me today are Cheryl Altus, representing Taney Como Terrace, Inc., and Mr. David Altus is representing the Property Owners Association. I believe ordinarily I would point out the people who are here on our side of the case. How many people are here totally on the case? Would the commission permit me to ask how many are on one side or the other? Or do you? How many all of you who are in favor or a proponent of the relocation to match the cul-de-sac as it is now, please remain standing. Those of you who aren't, if you could have a seat for a moment. All right, now let's reverse. All of you who are here in opposition to the relocation or the replatting, the exhibit that I believe has been prepared by the county is probably the best example of what we're talking about. It shows the cul-de-sac as platted, and it shows the cul-de-sac as built and maintained.
Good to see you, Bill.
Do you just have one copy?
I think that's the only one I have. I know Nikki had made some.
I got my own copy.
I'll let you leave this one.
Right there.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I will ask for testimony from Cheryl Olthus, who is representing Taney Como Terrace Inc. May she speak from where she sits?
Yeah, that's fine.
She'll need to be on the mic.
Okay, why don't you come up here? May I sit?
Yeah, thank you.
State your name, please.
My name is Cheryl Olthus. I'm here on behalf of Taney Como Terrace Inc. regarding the vacation of a portion of the cul-de-sac for River Ranch Road. Thank you for hearing us this morning, and I'd like to thank everyone that came this morning on behalf of the Homeowners Association. Many years ago, when we built the cul-de-sac that's in question, we intentionally built it away from the west property line, approximately 25 foot or so. It was not our intention to go all the way to the property line. There was an old subdivision to the west of the property line, and there was a platted road that would continue on west, but it was not our intention to connect. When we went to the county to have the plat filed, we were forced to have the cul-de-sac go to the west property line just in case that road to the west was ever opened up. Since that time, the road from the west of the property line continuing on west has been vacated. So we really see no reason for the cul-de-sac to remain as platted, and we would desire to vacate the road portion between the west end of the cul-de-sac and the west property line and be allowed to replat the cul-de-sac in question as it is built. And we realized that we would have to replat lot 86 and lot number 80 in order to do that, but that is what we would desire to have done.
I would also mention that notice of this proceeding was published in the Taney County Times on September 14th.
Mr. Cotty, have you reviewed this petition? And
I have.
Can you tell, what's your thoughts on this?
Okay, I've got a couple of them.
Okay.
First, we're here today on pursuant to a statute that authorizes the commission, if it sees fit, to vacate an unused portion of a dedicated roadway in a subdivision. That's 71.270. The statutory authority that the commission has today is only to vacate a portion that hasn't been used as a public road. Therefore, I respectfully, unless Mr. McCullough has some statutory authority that expands what you all can do today, the relocation part of what's being requested, I think, is something that you can't address today. That doesn't, however, limit your ability to address any unused portion of the dedicated roadway out there and the request to vacate it. Statute says that if no one interested in the subdivision shows to you all good cause why a vacation shouldn't be granted, you may. You don't have to, but you may grant it. So you have the authority with regard to the unused portion of the original dedicated right-of-way but you don't have the authority today, I don't believe, to order anything more than that. You don't have the right to order or approve the location on the maps of the cul-de-sac to match up with how it's built.
I agree with Mr. Kyle.
So essentially, you're asking for a vacation of a portion of the existing road?
Yes.
Not a relocate?
Yes, that would have to be achieved through a replatting.
That has to go through replatting and then it goes, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you're not asking for a relocate, you're asking for a
vacation. Yes,
of a portion that's unused.
Yes, sir.
Do you have that legal description?
Yes, the legal descriptions are all set out in the petition and the order. Okay.
I guess my main question is what's the real reason as to why? And I'll ask anybody out here if anybody wants to answer. Why are we wanting to move, what is it, 10 feet, 15 feet?
It's approximately 25 feet, and since the road has been vacated from the west property line continuing on west, and since at the time that we built the cul-de-sac, it was never our intention to connect to that road, but we were forced to plat to that property line simply because of the presence of the possibility of the road being continuing on. But since that road no longer continues on west, we would like to vacate that approximately 25 feet from the cul-de-sac to the west property line.
On the map, it shows a homeowner. If I'm looking at the map to the right, is that the homeowner here?
Yes. The person that owns lot number 86 is Marcia Iverson, and she is here.
Then I believe you were in favor of vacating this portion.
Yes.
Is there a reason? What would be your reason?
We bought the land about 10 years ago and have been living on it for over 9 years now. And we bought the land because we didn't want a lot of traffic. We wanted our privacy. And I feel that to continue on that road, we have enough poachers in the area already. And to continue that road, we just give them another exit. And for safety's sake, I would really rather have it vacated.
How's vacating that portion of the road going to give you safety and keep people from driving down there?
It will decrease the traffic because people will not be going through past the house.
Okay, and again, I apologize for maybe being ignorant to it. The cul-de-sac's still down there, the road's still there. Is somebody using that as an entrance into their property now?
No.
Could I speak to that perhaps?
Hold on. So if nobody's using that as an entrance to their property now?
No.
The road and the cul-de-sac is still going to be there.
Right.
How is that going to eliminate any concerns you have with people driving down there?
Well, right now, to go by my house, you would go up the road to the cul-de-sac, and then it ends right there. And then it's just empty land behind the cul-de-sac.
Right.
And if the road would go through, I'm afraid there would be more traffic going through our area.
Okay. My understanding is the road won't ever go through.
Hopefully not, yes, if it's vacated.
Can I ask you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm also one of the landowners. And what brought this to our attention was the one house that is across the fence had gone in to get an address at 911, and they asked to be addressed off of River Road. So if you look at your 911 maps, they do show our road going through that fence and over to that vacated road.
So his address is River Ranch Road?
It is at this point.
And you're wanting us to change his 911 address as well?
That's just how we found out that this was, they were hoping to punch that through.
Here's my concerns, just to be perfectly honest with everybody in the room. I feel like